Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
The score!
We go to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
Improbable!
So many Dakotas first. Why? Why so many Dakotas?
I'm mad there's not a West Dakota or an Eastern Dakota or a Southeast Dakota.
And have you noticed how people are just combining North and South Carolina into one state?
Cackalacka.
Like, you guys are technically two, but nobody wants to acknowledge that.
The fact that the Bojangles is based out of North Carolina, not South Carolina, that tells everything for me.
And I feel like I speak more about West Virginia than Virginia.
That's also fair. Anybody who's been to Morgantown knows the struggle.
Geography with Howard Dean. This is Rahimi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. Thanks to our guests. Thanks to Anthony Heron for coming in all the way from the suburbs to hang out with us and do another segment.
And get chicken.
Thanks to the Take the North podcast for providing chicken
today. Came out of our funds. Yep.
I love that for us. Thanks to the other host of the Take the North podcast, Dan Wiederer. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, and Connor O'Donnell, of course, to everybody who called, joined us on Twitch. Yes, and Danny from Wilmette, the special caller that we had to tell us about Walter Payton in 83.
God, I would have loved to hang up on that guy.
I was prepared to, because he was fishing for bears, but he injected Walter Payton in 1983, so I was like, how can I not? Like, now you've cornered me. Now I have to give you 10 bears. Now that's
10?
Right. It was a 10-bear thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Layla, you still at 8.5? I was proud of your 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, he gave me 8.5 last week,
yeah.
So I don't know.
Not anybody could just be Jack Sanborn, you know? I mean, Jesus.
Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food. Hi.
What's Lawrence? Up, y'all?
Hi,
hello,
Matt.
Hello, good people.
Hello, Bears. How are we?
Oh, yes. Hello, Bears is right.
Hello, Bears. Hello again. You give us so much to talk about. Thank you so much, Bears.
So I was driving to my in-laws' house yesterday to go watch the game, and there was terrible traffic, so I had to listen to the radio broadcast a little bit, which meant that today, this morning, I went back to catch up and watched that first drive after the kickoff return by the Bengals.
Charlie Jones.
To watch Hot Potato, knowing it was coming, was so much fun. To watch the trick play, because you see, there's like three shots of Ben Johnson on the sideline as he's deciding what to do on that fourth down play, and he keeps covering his mouth with the play sheet, but you see how excited he is to call that play, and you can see, you can read Hot Potato. You can read his lips.
That's a good catch, Spiegel.
Because I knew that's what it was. So I'm like, wait a minute, is that? Yeah, he's saying Hot Potato, and I was so excited. Imagine how excited he was in that moment to call that play on fourth down.
You know how I keep seeing it? It's like, oh, touchdown. Just a bunch of oops.
Like each pitch, each toss of the potato. I mean, it just makes all the sense in the world, all the like misdirection for a young and very bad defense.
How'd you like that game of Hot Potato between Caleb Williams and Tyson Bagent? Oh, my God, Bagent's in the game. Oh, my God. Oh, Caleb's in the game, too.
That's quite enough of the quarterback being a receiver.
Well, it was a 15-yard play, Lawrence.
I've had quite enough of that.
It didn't work.
You don't want any more of that, Lawrence?
I don't need it twice in one game.
But once per game, will you take it?
Sure. You want to do that?
But three in this.
But twice is the max. Two times is the max.
But Ben told you why? Because there is no man assigned to the quarterback.
We saw that clearly.
I get that. I'm just saying that this is a really fragile thing that's going on, and you can lose your quarterback even when they're doing quarterback things.
Well, the backup,
let alone being a receiver.
Tanny said in our group thread, hey, did you guys see how quick Bajan got rid of
that? That's right. Bajancy, baby. That passer rating was through the roof yesterday.
That was in structure. It was on time.
He's throwing over 70% for the year.
That's right. He's making plays out there. Did you see him read?
He read it right away. No hesitation.
They saw it, and then he threw it.
No scramble drill on that play.
The Bajancy lives.
My favorite is when people demand Tyler. They're like, it's time for Tyler.
Tyler Bray?
Tyler.
Oh, yeah, Tyler.
Tyler Bajan.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get a lot of that.
Tyson and his other brother, Tyler.
Yeah, yeah.
Proving your point, like getting the name wrong.
Mark Grody, God bless you for making Victory Chicken happen.
Oh, my pleasure. I feel like we've not been doing our parts here through the years.
I think it's amazing that now that the employees themselves, as opposed to management, as opposed to sales, now that we have taken over on Victory Chicken, it's consistently happening and it's excellent. And it's rotating responsibilities. The people have taken over, and I think Victory Chicken has reached new levels.
Well, hold on a second.
Holding on a second.
The reason that Victory Chicken is more consistent is because the Bears are winning more games more frequently.
We had chicken after wins.
Good point.
We just didn't have many wins.
Right. There was a 3-month stretch last year
where there was no chicken.
And no, it was nobody's fault but the Bears.
I can't blame management for that.
No, you can't blame them for bringing in Victory Chicken on a day when you lost by 25.
It just feels more egalitarian. Like, power to the people. We've taken over.
We've done a great job of it organically growing between the shows and doing that.
That's what I mean. Grody is like, I mean, that's
they have
thing.
Reached their win total from last year, midway through the season.
Well, the funniest part is you can say, you know, like when football gets to the point where the baseball stat process can be applied, where you can have all these like fun qualifiers, or like the game reaches the point where you can have these random number combinations that are great. I feel like that was another one where it's like, and in 2024, they never won again.
Yep.
Because it took the next, you know, it was the overlapping week of the season and the calendar year. But you can say that, and it's true. Yeah. You know, that's the hard part.
After the Hail Mary, they never won again.
And
they did, but just, you know.
It was the next year.
The crazy thing about it, like, we all lived through it, of course, and the Bear fan who's listening to us now lived through it. It was like the losses just kept getting worse. This is rock bottom. This game against Washington is rock bottom.
How about a Packers block kick? How'd you like that?
Yeah.
How about that? Here's that for you.
Nope, that Arizona game. No, this is rock bottom. The Patriots game? Rock bottom.
Why don't you gather the family around the table and the couch and watch Thanksgiving
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, that was it. That's what's going on in Cincinnati today, and the Bears were very close to being that conversation today.
Can we talk about that Bengals defense?
Oof.
I mean, I had so much fun in Turn the Page last week doing the numbers. And
Last.
They were 32nd in missed tackles going into the game.
Those tackles were atrocious.
Oh, my God. I mean, they lived down to the billing. Like
that first one you demonstrated with Marshall.
That was the Colston Lovely.
That is exactly how they threw themselves into people with the ball.
That's
Layla.
And God love him, but the last couple of years Eddie Jackson were nothing but weird ricochet shoulder tackles.
Yes.
You're right.
I don't know who thinks that they're actually gonna get a
kill shot. Yeah.
Because you're not. You don't have the right angle.
No.
You're not low enough. You don't have contain immediately.
It looks like you're trying, though.
And that's what happened with Colston Loveland. Like, bodies just ricocheted off of him. And then I said earlier there was like a butt pat for another tackle out of the Bengals secondary. And I'm like, who? What is happening?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
And multiple times that defense kept the Bears' drives alive with penalties.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But just
there was the Undertaker choke slam that
oh, yeah. Orlando Brown.
Highly demonstrative.
Like, very much like his dad.
In the red zone.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It's in the red zone, man.
Who had a worse day? Al Golden, the defensive coordinator for the Bengals?
Don't you do
or
this, Grody.
Your special teams coordinator, Lawrence Holmes? Richard, I text you Hightower after the 98-yard play. I had no idea it was going to get worse from there.
We all did.
No, Al Golden had a worse day just because at some point I did see the Bears make a field goal at some point. Like, I can't point to anything that Al Golden's defense did. Like, they didn't get a turnover.
Right.
They didn't.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'll disagree, Marshall. I think Richard Hightower had a worse day because Al Golden ain't got ish to work with.
Oh, okay.
There is nobody. That defense, man, like, they're spending so much money on T. Higgins and Jamar Chase for good reason. Those guys are very, very good.
Oh, they're my really God. Good.
Higgins.
They usually
Jesus,
have
Higgins.
Trey Hendrickson.
Yes, so they didn't have him. And Al Golden had this batch of crap that's like two rookie linebackers, a fourth rounder and a fifth rounder that he's asking to do things. And apparently yesterday, they kept trying to mix and match. They were shuffling things around. I think that front seven might be as bad as any front seven in the history of the league. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now.
I mean,
just said it out loud.
It was just
you guys were here for it.
Not that we want to take away from the Nun guy. Everything okay?
If you could see this girl,
he's gesturing demonstratively.
He's tackling me. No, that's what happened.
Like a Bengal. That's how Bengals tackle. He's showing people on the Twitch feed.
Inside shoulder and then run away.
Yeah, then throw my back. You got to bounce off me when you do it, though. You got to bounce backwards. Listen.
It was like there was like a little lean to it, too. It was like,
we talked about it because in our group chat, you know, one of us, no names, one of us was talking about how great Kyle Manungai looked. I was like, he looks all right, but let's be honest, Layla could be running through this, what we're seeing right now.
Right. There has to be some perspective.
I mean, they're about the same size, so that works.
I'll take the, you know.
Have to wear really high heels to get to Kyle Manungai's height.
Hey, man, like with the game where Swift had a hundo and Manungai had 75, I'll take that. Like at least I feel like we're closer to that with those two than Kyle Manungai taking over as a number one.
I appreciate the fall forward.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he is momentum
leg
moving
churning
forward.
Fall forward.
No doubt.
This weekend was fall back.
That's right. What a nice thing.
He was a flat out bell cow for 4 years at Rutgers and never missed a game. He was a badass college player, and he gets his chance. And
he played against a college defense, so
maybe so.
So he was out there doing the thing.
This from Dane Brugler.
College defense, batch of crap.
That was some Big 12 defense
started.
Stuff yesterday.
Oh, wait, 100% was Big
12 or Pac 12?
That was Big 12.
That was like
that was Mahomes versus Baker.
Big 12, not the little one.
That's, yeah, not the little six or whatever they are now. But yeah, that was Big 12 football right there.
All right, let me give you this from Dane Brugler. Okay,
Brugs.
The NFL leader. Among running backs, in percentage of carries that have gone for 5 or more yards. Percentage of carries, okay?
Roshan.
Number one is James Cook of the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. He's really good.
Yeah, he's really cooking. Good, man.
Had a nice little day.
Number two is Kyle Manungai. Number two. In terms of percentage of carries that have gone for at least 5.
Wow.
44.1% of Kyle Manunga's carries have gone for at least 5 yards.
That one time where he went backwards like 5 yards didn't screw that up.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, yeah. That one didn't count.
That is, and this is like what he was advertised as. Like, we saw him, Kyle Manunga, yesterday at the best of his scouting report, at the absolute best of a guy that's going to continue to churn. He's going to get the tough yards. If he sees space, he's going to take it. And that's what you got from Kyle Manunga yesterday.
It was great to see a lot of things happen. The Colston Loveland emergence, it was awesome to see. I would like someone to explain to me why Rome's having a hard time catching the football.
It's a good question.
Yeah, he really ruined the Komet's throw, right?
Yes,
wasn't the
did.
Komet throw the big lefty winds up and fires it, and then
like
Rome drops
in the
it.
Hands, and something happened, and then you don't scratch.
Hey, that Komet play, there had to be something open or something that they were trying to do further down the field, right? Like they're trying to get a. You don't just do that to throw a 12-yard pattern. To
maybe?
Do that?
I think he progressed through his reads, and that was the second read. I think it was only a 2 reads. I'm being serious. I think that's
Cole
what it was.
Progressed through the reads, yeah.
Yeah, I think he saw downfield. That guy was covered, probably double covered.
And then came back down, which is great.
Messed up Cole's passer rating, only a 39.6. I mean, you got to be better, Cole. Wow.
But
I mean,
what's
I'll say this. If I told you they were going to score this many points and that Rome Odunze would not have a catch, you would be like,
it's
what?
It's wild.
How?
That is wild.
We're going to spend some time talking about it on the show, but it's just kind of crazy, and you guys illustrated it with the meatball machine of, I'm used to this. I think anyone who does content after a game is used to this. You're like, oh, there's 2 minutes left. Let me get everything ready for the thing that I'm going to do. I'm sitting in my office because I usually just watch the game in the living room. And I'm sitting in my office like, oh, no. Like, this is...
Got to change that.
The narrative has changed.
Get me rewrite.
Things are happening right now. And so we're in the group chat. I'm doing math. I'm like, yeah, they score here. They should probably go for two. Like, going through all of the stuff now where, like, a real game has now emerged from what looked like an easy victory for the Bears.
Apparently at Revolution Brewing, where the pregame and the postgame was taking place, Olin and Mully and Pat came down at the two-minute warning, getting ready to do the show, and ended up watching the game for like 45 minutes.
Yes,
with people down there, and that I just hearing from some. I know Tanny was there. Lawrence, you were there, right?
I was there too.
I
popped in.
That's. Yep. I mean, it sounds like that was an awesome, awesome event.
Yeah, it was a good hang. We had a really good time. Like just kind of, and it was great. Like Olin looked like he was getting ready to leave. And he's like, you know what? I'm gonna have a beer. And so he went and got a beer, and he like walked us through some of the stuff that was going on inside the game, and it was fun. It was fun to just kind of hang out. But like, look at the amount of points that were scored in the last 2 minutes and 15 seconds of the game
by the offenses.
It was insane watching the back and forth and watching the placement of Joe Flacco passes and watching the really soft coverage that the Bears were playing. It's like, oh, there's Yoshivash and there's T. Higgins. And the catches that T. Higgins made yesterday are highlight worthy.
Yeah. They really are. But that was just so damn fun.
It was good to see that Jaquan Brisker really got to those guys.
Yeah, he really did challenge him.
What are you trying to say, Lawrence? What are you trying to say about Mr. Brisker's comments?
I'm saying that he might have been lying about what had happened before.
Well, to come out of there with a win, though, is like so lovely and improbable in the history of the franchise and the history of our relationship to the franchise. And so, like, that was just... A friend of mine texted me after the game yesterday and said, that was incredible. That's like the craziest game I've ever seen. And I said, you know what? Also, last night's baseball game, also the craziest game I've ever seen. Kevin Byard said after that game yesterday, this is why football is the best. And I'm thinking, you know, game 7 the other night, that's why baseball is the best. I think that means it was a really good sports weekend.
25 million people agree with you.
I mean, when you get those two experiences, if you happen to be locked in on game 7, good for you. And then we were all locked in on the Bears, good for us. To get those two back-to-back, that not many sports weekends are going to get better than that.
It was really outstanding to live in that space with the World Series and have it play out the way that it did. Woo. And it was awesome. And we are looking forward to talking to that tomorrow on the show. On today's
Miguel
show.
Rojas.
Yeah, we'll talk about Rojas and everything else that went on.
But why didn't Kiner Falefa get a bigger lead off third base?
And the difference between playing hurt guys versus not playing them. They get on base, but they can't score for you.
Maybe Bobuchet should have just stayed in there and just seen what
happened.
Why
do I feel like I've heard that movie before?
Yeah.
And which Will Smith is that hit the home run now? Is that the Will Smith before? No. Is that the actor?
It's the pitcher who used to be on the Braves.
Right, exactly. It's the lefty. One. Lefty pitcher.
He did used to. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was his walk-up music for a long time.
Really? Oh, I did not know that.
I think up until the Chris Rock incident, it was his walk-up
music. That's hilarious.
I saw the Chris Rock incident at Bonnaroo. They were great.
Yes, they're very good.
The goods.
Yeah, they closed at Martyrs that one time. I remember seeing them there. They were great.
Thanks for the chicken, Mark.
Oh, you guys are welcome. Absolutely.
Well,
enjoy it.
There's still some left, so I'll just, the scavengers from BBM. We'll tell them and it'll be gone in a matter of seconds.
Well, we eat all their candy, so they deserve
it's true.
Probably. Yeah.
Says you.
Yeah, that's true. That Layla has true. A little bit. She holds off. The rest of us don't.
Do.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm stealing.
Yeah.
No,
I
don't.
Because you have morals.
You can donate. Like, they have a little thing. If you just drop a couple bucks every now and again.
I get enough sweets in my day elsewhere.
Plus, Roger came over here Friday saying, hey, come and get all this candy.
Yeah, shout out to Roger.
So there's cupcakes and stuff over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I steer clear.
It is. Victory Chicken Monday. Here's what we're going to do. Kurt Warner's going to be on the show at 3 o'clock. We'll ask him what he thought about Caleb, which, strangely enough, is going to be a conversation between the two hosts on this show at 5 o'clock today on how Caleb did. Chris Emma. Some people like Chris Emma. Yeah. I am one of them. He's going to join us at 5:25.
He went to Cincinnati, man.
He did.
Sweet.
He went to Cincinnati, so we're going to get his thoughts about all of the cuisine and everything else that he enjoyed while he was in Cincinnati. But we are going to start just living in the joy with you. The emotional roller coaster that was yesterday's game, we are going to talk with you about it, how we experienced it, how you experienced it. Don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes is next after Tanny's Open here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.